Children clamour and jostle at the big black gates of the Green Centre. Armed with bags of plastic, tin cans and soft drink cans, they're here to make some money.
No! I can bring it, I can sell it.
What can you sell?
Canned soft drink.
And how much do you get for the canned soft drink?
$8.
Wow, and what do you do with the money?
I can give it to mama.
And what about you?
I can plastic. In the area after school, we'll come from school.
So you go to school and then you come home and you look for plastic?
Yes. They can get $5. Sometimes I buy peppermint candy.
So peppermint candy you buy with your money?
Yes.
This is the Green Centre.
26-year-old James Mulber is the manager of Liberia's first recycling station, the Green Centre.
Yeah, I feel very proud, and I feel that really this is something that is not something small in this country. So I don't overlook this. This is why when I go to bed, my mind is on what can I do tomorrow to change the minds of young people as a young man. That's my focus. What can I do to take a young guy from the street, transform his mind, tell him something good about life, and empower him? What can I do? That's my focus.
James says he cares about the young people in the community because they are vulnerable.
They were not the cause of the war, the 15-year war. Their parents contributed to it, but they are the victim.
James knows all too well what it's like to be a victim of war. He was just a small boy when the conflict came to Liberia in the late 1980s. He fled with his family to the countryside. His mum was pregnant with his sister when she was kidnapped by rebels. James thought she was dead. He didn't see her for 3 years, and then they fled again as refugees to Guinea.
So, what can we do to know the importance of their life? We need to change everything around. So for that, I go to bear, I think on the young people, and just to see how best, how can we empower young people, and that's my focus.
The Green Centre buys thin plastic, hard plastic, cans and scrap metal from anyone who wants to sell. James says it not only provides people with money, but it cleans up the environment too.
We have the hard rubber like materials, we have the thin plastic.
So the hard rubber is buckets and
yes, that's
broken
the same
chairs.
Yes, the same broken
the
chairs.
The thin plastic.
These are all thin plastic, see them.
Thin water bags.
Yes. Can. Also here we have these are iron can and we have the aluminium can. Okay. And then we have the iron like materials.
There. Old wheelbarrows.
Yeah, old wheelbarrow. Even we have an old cycle.
The thin plastic water bags are sewn into purses and shopping bags, another source of income for James and his team. At the moment, they are being funded by the NGO CHF, the Cooperative Housing Foundation. And it's not only recycling that James focuses on. At the back, they are making compost. So the women from the market can make a little money too, selling their rotten fruit and vegetables.
The waste in the area used to embarrass us, but right now, at least we are free from the waste. The garbage used to give a hard time. Sometimes when you pass in, you smell the rotten food, the this, the that will be running from it. But right now, we don't run from the garbage because they carry it.
And how you feel, Ma?
I feel all right. For our market, too cool. Anything we bring, they buy it.
Oh, yes, it is beautiful. We love the Green Center because we know that we will also gain from it.
Opening the country's first recycling centre is only the start of James's dreams.
My big plan is actually, I want to serve the world, yes, in any capacity. You know, I could be UN Secretary General and all the places for that matter. And my next plan is really has to do with creating another green centre in another community. Perhaps CHF can do it, or we can involve all the partners to work with us.
Or maybe if you start making enough profit, you can do it yourself.
Exactly. I love to hear that. When we're making more money, we use the money just to empower the young people. We don't want for them to be adults. It's not good for young men.
Tamasin Ford, reporting for DW from Monrovia, Liberia.